level. Would you say your name and title, please?
Sure. Tom Vilsack, Secretary of Agriculture.
Very good. All right. Well, let's start with the Farm Bill. Certainly the fiscal cliff situation doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and there's a lot of talk about the Farm Bill, but no action. What do you have to say about that?
Well, Julie, I think it's very important for people to understand the significance of this legislation, not just to people in rural America, but to people throughout the country. You know, when you look at the contribution that rural America makes to the rest of the country, it's food, it's water, it's fuel and energy, the jobs that agriculture helps to support and create as a result of expanded exports and other activities, it's important that we continue to allow rural America to make those contributions to the rest of the country. That requires a food, farm, and jobs bill be passed this year. I'm still hopeful that this can get done. I realize that the fiscal cliff discussions are tough, but I wanted to ensure that the leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees were in a position that when and if an agreement was reached on the fiscal cliff, that a farm bill could be easily attached to that agreement and passed before the end of the year.
What about a short-term extension of the current farm bill?
Well, the problem with a short-term extension is that, first of all, you have to figure out how to pay for it, which means that you're going to end up helping to write a portion of the farm bill. So my thought is that if you're going to go to the work of trying to get an extension, why not just go one step further and get the entire bill done? We're certainly not supportive of an extension right now. We think that the challenge for Congress ought to be getting a farm bill done. An extension also potentially raises concerns about a new Congress and being able to educate people about the intricacies of farm legislation. We have a lot of new members coming in. And so what may be a short-term extension may end up being quite a long-term extension that may then bleed into another election year. And the risk is just too great that the momentum that we've built in rural America will basically stop and be stalled, that the export activities that we've seen recently with a 50% increase in exports over just the last 3 years will be compromised because we won't be able to promote exports, that our dairy prices will continue to go up and consumers will see very significant increases in dairy if we don't get this done. So I think there are a lot of good reasons why we need to get it done. The drought, I think, certainly puts a spotlight on making sure that we have an adequate safety net, that we revive some of the disaster programs. So there are many, many reasons why Congress needs to get this finished, and there's really no excuse not to get it done.
Okay, but your prediction, will it get done?
Well, I'm hopeful. You know, I'm going to remain hopeful. I'm going to remain optimistic until the clock strikes midnight on December 31st. I think what I saw from the four leaders that I met, Chairwoman Stabenow and Chairman Lucas and Congressman Peterson and Senator Roberts, was a true commitment to using their time and their staff time to get a bill put in final form so that when and if there is a deal on the fiscal cliff, it can be easily attached to it. And I think that commitment is still there, and I'm confident that those leaders, with a little time and a little effort, can get the job done.
Okay, but the House leadership is the sticking point, correct?
Well, the House leadership is the sticking point in terms of the fiscal cliff. I think the differences in terms of the farm bill itself can be worked out. Senator Roberts showed a willingness to be flexible on the commodity title. I think the differences between the various reforms and the amount that has to be saved are such that if good people working in good faith in a room can get the differences worked out and a number reached, you know, the risk that we run is that if we fail to do this, if the ag community fails to do it, the ag leadership fails to do it, it may be sort of forced on us with others coming up with a number, others coming up with a policy. And I don't think that would be in the best interest of folks in rural America. And as a result, I don't think it's in the best interest of the country as a whole.
Are there any lessons learned from the past? I believe 1991 was a year when a farm bill was being put together while there were severe budget issues as well. Is there anything to be learned from that?
Well, I think the key here is that we can make a contribution. And I think the ag community was one of the first, if not the first community, if you will, to step up and say, we recognize there's a fiscal problem here and a spending issue. We're willing to do our part. That's another reason why we need to get this done, that the ag community is not asked to do more than its fair share, whether it's $23 billion in savings or $34 billion in savings or something in between. It is a reflection of the seriousness with which rural folks take the fiscal deficits and the fiscal cliff issue. I think if we had the same kind of acknowledgement from other aspects of the economy, other aspects of Congress, we could probably get this done relatively easily. But in the meantime, the ag folks are going to work to get the differences on the commodity title and nutrition programs and conservation and so forth completed so that they're in a position to move quickly if there is a deal on the fiscal cliff.
But if they're not, and if an extension of the 2008 Farm Bill is put in place, then are programs like conservation, energy, research, specialty crops at risk of losing funding because right now they have no baseline?
Well, that's right. And or the baseline expands tremendously because of inaction and the 1949 law comes into place if there isn't an extension. And then you're faced with not having to talk about reducing spending, but you're looking at significant increases in spending. That creates serious problems. You have a new Congress. You got to educate folks. It bleeds into an election year because it takes more than a couple of months to do this, and all of a sudden you don't have a farm bill for an extended period of time. The problem with that is that there's momentum that's been built up in exports and conservation and in the bio-based economy. All that momentum comes to a stop, and prices begin to come down, and farm income begins to suffer. We have record income, record exports, strong ag economy. I don't know why we wouldn't want to continue that. It just requires a little effort on the parts of folks in Congress to get the final steps done.
Very good. Well, you did mention record exports, and there's a new report that came out, and it looked pretty encouraging.
It does. Not only did we have another strong year in the fiscal year that just concluded, but we look to have a very strong year this year. In fact, a record year, and that's in part because of the great work of American producers and the great work of our cooperators in countries all across the world that basically understand the quality and the affordability of American agricultural products. Having said that, without a farm bill, come January, we would probably be in a position where we would not be able to do at USDA the kind of advocacy and kind of support for exports that we've done in the past, and that could jeopardize those numbers, and in turn could jeopardize the jobs that are supported by exports. So it's not just farm income, it's also nearly a million jobs that are at risk here. That's why we're so insistent on this work getting done. And it's a good news story. We want to continue it. I think we can continue to grow it with new free trade agreements, with discussions that are taking place and breaking down barriers in the Trans-Pacific Partnership conversations that are taking place at high levels in Russia, getting into the WTO, and hopefully we are in a position to fully utilize the safeguards of that organization to compel Russia to trade fairly. All that, I think, is headed in the right direction, but of course it does depend on Congress doing its work and getting the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill through the process.
Okay. What about imports? We always talk about exports, but how are things looking on that end?
Well, we continue to import, but the interesting thing about our imports is it's not out of necessity. Many countries around the world import because they have to. We import because we want to. In many cases, America imports more than it exports, but in agriculture, that's not the case. Our exports for many, many years have exceeded our imports and by growing margins, and that allows us to have a trade surplus in agriculture, which makes our overall trade balance a little bit better than it would otherwise be.
Do you care to say anything specifically about the drought situation, that it continues to take up more geography in the U.S.?
Well, obviously a concern. And that's why we have put together a task force of all federal agencies. We've had four separate hearings in all regions of the country to better assess the impacts of this drought. We're now working with the Army Corps of Engineers, the White House, the Department of Defense, and others to ensure that we can keep the Mississippi River open as much as possible to ensure the ability to move product into the export market through the Mississippi. So we're continuing focus on this. We're continuing to provide loan assistance. It would be great if we had a Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill, because that would provide disaster assistance that could supplement our emergency loan efforts. But we're working with other federal agencies to make credit available to large-scale operations through the SBA. So there's an awful lot of activity that's taking place. We've not kept, we sort of have talked a lot about Sandy recently, Hurricane Sandy, but we've not forgotten about the drought. In fact, at the recent cabinet meeting, the president specifically asked me how things were going in terms of the drought task force. So the president's focus is still on all of these emergencies we've faced in the last several months.